I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
David, so today, April 2nd, what Donald Trump has coined Liberation Day. We have a lot of people out here today, so just talk about the energy and why you wanted to come out.
It's a cold, rainy day in Buffalo, but we're here to support Canada, our neighbors, and our friends. I've been going to Canada since I was a little kid, and there's no reason to stop now. I'd rather spend money there than here to put any money into his pockets, so that's why I'm here.
If there was something to change immediately out of all of this, what would it be?
Trump should be impeached and locked up, along with Musk.
So today, April 2nd, Donald Trump has coined Liberation Day. Just talking about a little bit about what your thoughts are and what brought you out here.
I'm here primarily to represent we the people. My father was in a submarine when he was 18 years old. I understand what we're looking at here. All this is just more diversions to make us wonder what's going on. The fact is, this is not 50 years ago. Supply lines are in. I just bought a stove. It was a GE stove. Components came from Mexico, U.S., and Canada. They are neighbors. 20,000 Canadians got medals from our government for heroism in wars. They are our friends. I'm here for them. But we shouldn't forget about Mexico either. We're playing them badly.
So we're getting to this point where, you know, they're talking heavily about isolationism, and I've been talking to a couple of these local business owners where they're saying, like, you know, we wouldn't have a problem buying American made if we had the infrastructure and the factories here to do that, but that's not feasible right now.
Well, it's about people manufacture the things other places. There's things manufactured that nobody manufactures here. The world works together. 50 years ago, a lot of these countries were the third world. Vietnam was our enemy. Now they make everything. That's okay. We have to remain solid in our partners with who we are as Americans. It's about the people here and the people there.
I guess this is to show that we're in favor of Canada. We don't like this idea of Trump trying to buy Canada. And I think he's generated a lot of ill feelings for everybody.
Moving forward, what would you like to see done immediately?
I'd like to see Donald Trump have a freaking heart attack.
I'm here to support everyone who, the common citizen, the average citizen here, who is really being penalized by the tariffs. I mean, we Americans, Canadians, we all paying the price. It's just, it's also creating chaos, you know? It's not a way to run a country. And if I had young children now, I would be ashamed to see that a president runs a country this way. What kind of example are we setting? And it's, I don't believe, resolving anything.
You know, a large argument that he's been making too is that, you know, he's trying to make fair trades for all countries involved, but it almost kind of seems as if it's bullying at this point. What's your take on that?
Like it's what?
It's like it's bullying at this point.
It's definitely bullying, and it's like give me your materials, give me all your resources, and in return, I'm going to be your friend. But I'm not going to be your friend. There's a lot of bullying going on, for sure.
And just to wrap it up, is there anything about this that you'd like to add that I didn't ask you about?
It really is sad. It's sad, and I think it's a disaster as a world.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.